Hello, beautiful souls, and welcome to another podcast episode. I am your host, Leanne, and I am delighted you are here with me today. Today, I'd like to talk a tiny bit about fears. So I am willing to release my fears. Let's step into that vibration. So people who are addicted are usually running from themselves, and they use some sort of addiction to fill the space inside. We are all so guilty of it. I know myself, I'm totally an emotional eater, have always been all my life. It's like there's a feeling, then I need to feed myself. And I know so many others like that, especially because I worked in the wellness industry for nearly a decade. And it's like, it's crazy how we're so scared of feeling. We're like, no, let's numb. And addictions come in obviously loads of different shapes and manners. They come from exercise, it comes from eating, it comes from drinking, it comes from drugs, it comes from so many different things that we can be addicted to. We can only be addicted to cleaning. Again, if we're running away from something and not feeling into it. Like, let's say if you were overweight, you can all have the willpower and discipline in the world to go on all sorts of diets. You can be really strong, and for months you may not eat one mouthful of food that you shouldn't eat. Unfortunately though, the moment you drop your willpower and discipline, the weight comes back on. It's because that you have not dealt with the real issue. You have only worked on the outer effect. The real issue with the weight is usually fear, which creates fat for protection. It's crazy because, again, working with so many clients for years and years, I can remember there was this one specific client I worked with, and for love nor money, she wasn't able, she just didn't seem to be able to drop the weight. And this woman was quite heavy set, so there was no reason why she wouldn't have been dropping it. And I remember one day something, my higher self, source, whoever, just my guides literally said to me, get her to visualize herself at the desired weight. So I said to her on the phone, I said, close your eyes now. I said, and I want you to connect in with how you look in the mirror at your desired weight. So bear in mind now, she's got her eyes closed. She's the weight that she is currently. And I'm getting her to close her eyes and visualize herself looking in the mirror at her desired weight. I said, how does it feel in your body? She said, oh, I feel a bit scared, Leanne. I said, oh, really? Interesting. I said, how else does it feel? She's like, oh, I don't know. Do I like it? I feel there'll be too much attention on me. I said, very interesting. I said, so there you go. I said, that's just showing me what's happening. You're going to self-sabotage yourself without yourself even knowing, because you are scared of people seeing you. You are scared of being at your desired weight. So you cannot attract that into your life if you're scared of it. Now, excuse me, this goes for any aspect of your life. Yes, I'm using weight as an example because 9 times out of 10, people can understand that. So you can fight fat all your life and never get to the real issue. You could even probably die believing that you were not good enough because you could not lose weight. However, if your need to feel safe could be fulfilled in a more positive way, then the weight would leave by itself. Say, right now, let's affirm, I am willing to release the need for my weight problem. I am willing to release the fear. I am willing to release the need for this protection. I am safe. Now, you can do that affirmation around anything in your life that you are holding onto as fear. But again, weight I've always used as a visualization because I feel people can really connect in with it. Because regardless of whether you're 8 stone or whether you're 18 stone, people, if you don't feel comfortable in your clothes, we always go to, oh, I'm after getting a tiny bit fluffy. I need to do something about it. But also remember as well, energetically, if you are in fight or flight the whole time, if you are in fear, again, your adrenaline is not going to help you lose weight. Why? Because your body thinks you need to run away from a dinosaur. It doesn't think that you're on the couch thinking about the lettuce leaves that you need to eat because you want to fit into the bikini in the summer. You're in fight or flight mode because you're so fearful of whatever's going on around you, and your body isn't thinking of, oh, let's get lean and let's trim up. Your body is saying, let's run from the dinosaur. So again, you need to work on your mindset. So while you're visualizing, let's say we'll go with the body again, the body that you're looking to achieve, whether it's a lean, sexy goddess or god, whatever it is that you're looking to achieve, you need to understand what it is that you're looking for, and then understand the vibration that you're currently at in your body. If your body is walking around in fear state every day and you're on 100 million different diets, you're probably not going to get the result, because you'll have one trigger that will send you overboard because you're not dealing with the day-to-day feelings and emotions that you have. So whether it's a counselor you need to go to, whether it's a coach you need to go to, whether it's the doctor that you need to go to get help, get the help, because you're never going to find the result if fear is the thing that's holding you back. Again, I'm using weight as an example, but again, this can be for any aspect of your life. You know yourself how you can get triggered. You know how your vibration is at by the smallest things tipping you over the edge. That shows you that there's something going on at a deeper level. So today, give yourself the gift of visualizing what it is in the future that you're looking to bring in. Then do the visualization of closing your eyes and looking into the mirror and feel into the vibration of that person. How does that feel in your body? If it is scaring the absolute shit out of you, one, that's a good thing, because that's great, you can feel that. But two, what are the steps that you can do to embrace that, to transform it and change it, to get you to that desired outcome? So let's just go back to the analogy of, let's go to a different analogy. Let's just say you want to become self-employed and you're currently employed. You know exactly what it is that you want to do. You know exactly the business that you want. You know all of these things. So you close your eyes. You look in the mirror and you envision a year from now you standing in your suit and your boss babe outfit or whatever it is. But you're like, oh my God, my frequency feels all over the place. I'm so scared. I'm energetically, oh, I'm failing. I'm this, I'm that. Stop yourself. Okay, in a year from now, what can I know? What are the small incremental steps that I can take on a daily basis so that when I look in the mirror in a year's time, I am confident, I am succeeding, I am achieving, I am hitting my targets. Feel into that vibration, then come back to the present moment. How can I take the small step today to achieve it? Is it that I write out in my journal, I am a successful businesswoman, I am achieving my targets? Then you feel into that vibration. So when a negative comes in, you're able to go, okay, what is the negative? The negative is, oh, I'm going to fail because, let's take my story, for instance, I was dyslexic at school. I didn't achieve much at school. I wasn't that academic. I had all those limiting beliefs and limiting fears. But I just knew there was something, there was a little spark, a little teeny spark. I remember being in secondary school and I loved business studies, because I knew there was just something in me. How was I going to get it? I don't know. I was employed up to the age of 31. It took a massive dramatic shift in my life circumstances for my first husband to die for me to go, do you know what? I'm not working for, I always say the man anymore. No offense to all the business women out there, but I always say I'm not working for the man anymore. I want to work for myself. I want to embrace life because I wanted to envision the future me being so grateful that I stepped out of the vibration of my limiting beliefs, of my fears, and I stepped into the empowerment of who I can become. So then every day what I done is I read personal development books, spiritual development books. I studied. I followed people that were in the industry that I wanted to be in. I done all the things. I exercised for my mindset. I ate good for my mindset. I done all of those things. You have the choice each day to be in your fear vibration, your limiting vibration, or to be in your abundant vibration. I am not saying it's easy. This takes work. This takes guts. This takes you really committing to the work and showing up. But as you envision yourself with your eyes closed in the mirror a year from now, Who is she? Who is he? How do you want them to feel? How do you want them to look? When I say look, again, I'm not saying that looks are important. But of course, when you look in the mirror, you want to feel beautiful. You want to feel sexy. Who doesn't? No one wants to look in the mirror and go, oh, I'd love to feel ugly today. Call a spade here. You want to look good. You want to look sexy. Whatever that feels like or looks like to you. You want to embrace that. So why don't you? You have to come back to your body. Feel into the vibration of how you're feeling when you view it, your future self. And you need to come back to how you're currently feeling right now. And how can you change how you're currently feeling right now? What are the steps that you can take? Again, we'll go over the little steps that you can do. You can journal how your future self wants to feel. You can journal through any issues you're currently going through. You can also understand your limiting beliefs that are coming up. Again, if you feel triggered, I knew my triggers straight away were coming from, oh, I'll be seen. Oh my God, they'll know I'm dyslexic. Oh, they'll know I can't read properly. Who cares? Once I get the job done to my highest capability and my client is happy, they don't need to know that I'm dyslexic. Who cares? Who cares? No one cares. You were put here on this planet to do something because you are the most unique person there is. There is no one other person like you. So stop limiting yourself by the stories you told yourself in the past. So again, we'll go back to the weight loss analogy. If you're looking to lose weight right now and you are on a weight loss journey, one, stop saying weight loss, because if you're trying to lose something, you're going to try and find it. So we're going to say shred. You want to shred that weight. You want to get lean and sexy. So you want to get lean and sexy. Look in the mirror with your eyes closed. Look in the mirror a year from now. How does your body look? How do you feel? If you're scared that people are going to notice you and start complimenting you, you need to shift that around. You need to now start working with mirror work. You need to now, in this present moment, look at yourself in the mirror and start loving the person that you are. Because remember, when you shred the weight, you're still going to be the same person on the inside. Again, I shred 7 stone myself on my own personal journey. After having my first son, Jack, I shred a whole person off me. I shred a person off my back. So I shred that person. But I looked in the mirror and I still had negative limiting beliefs. That's why I work so heavily now with mindset. And that's why my business is called Holistic Healing and Happiness. Because I feel when you come from a holistic approach, which is mind, body and soul connection, you will get to the root of healing and you will get to the root of happiness. So that's why it all ties together. So again, I looked at myself after shredding 7 stone, thinking I was going to feel amazing. I was going to feel all these things. Life is going to begin. I still looked in the mirror. I was like, oh my God, there's still this wrong with you. There's still this. I was still critiquing. I still felt less. And I still, because it comes down to your mindset. It comes down to the fear. It comes down to your limiting beliefs. So let's tie it all back in together. What I want you to do today is, who are you going to be in a year's time? Close your eyes, envision the mirror. How in the frequency and the vibration do I want to feel? Then I'm going to come back to my present day and I'm going to go, okay, I'm going to take incremental steps now to work on that. I'm going to write down positive affirmations. I'm going to follow people in the same industry I want to be in or who have the same body type I want to be. Be realistic, guys. At the end of the day, if you're 5'6", don't follow 6-foot people, because at the end of the day, you're not going to be 6-foot. Okay? Just spelling that out there in case people are very unrealistic with their goals. Be realistic for yourself. I am so happy and grateful now that I live in a healthy body. I am so happy and grateful now that my body is lean and sexy. I am so happy and grateful that every single cell in my body is healthy. There are affirmations to say on a daily basis. There are affirmations to say into the mirror. If you want to work with me more deeply to shift your limiting beliefs, by all means, reach out to me. I work deeply with my clients, with mirror work, with all of those things to help you transform areas of your life. But again, you have to do the work. No one is coming to save you. You are here on this journey. But remember, again, you are the most unique, beautiful person there is. Try and step out of the vibration of fear. When fear crops up, feel into it. Go with it. Understand where it's coming from. But you have the choice to step out of it. You have to control your thoughts, feelings and emotions. Remember, let it in, let it out, let it go, let it flow. So I hope this helps someone today. Remember, we affirm, I am willing to release my fears. I'm willing to feel them, but I'm also willing to release them and not let them limit any more of my life. Because I am worthy I am worthy of all the beauty and abundance and love that is coming my way. Step into that frequency. Step into that vibration. And again, if this has helped you today, smile, inspired you, made you laugh, whatever it is, feel free to share this with someone that it might help. Share it on your socials. Do whatever you do in podcast land. But whatever you do, if it's helped you today, share it with someone else that it might help raise their vibration. Because that's what this podcast is for, is to help people raise their vibration one person at a time. So I'm sending you so much love from my heart chakra to yours. Have the most beautiful, blessed day ahead. And again, feel free to reach out at any point if you would like my help to go a bit deeper with this. Have the best day ever. Mwah.